Thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. American Public Media. Coming up next, we're bringing you a special KQED news broadcast on the KQED fire, and that's coming up. Support for KQED comes from Comcast. Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 8 million people from low-income households to high-speed internet, most for the first time. More at comcastcorporation.com/internet-essentials. And European Sleepworks, the score that bases its design and materials on research factors affecting sleep, including comfort and support, humidity levels, and ease of breathing. Details online about their mattresses and bedding at sleepworks.com. On the media, coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Meanwhile, we wanted to let you know about the traffic note that 101 closed in the Windsor and Hillsburg area now due to poor visibility. Also, both directions on 80 due to fire burning there. East of the Cartina's Toll Plaza, both those directions are closed as well. On the president of San Francisco, NTPD on North Highland, Sacramento, the time now is 1 o'clock.
From KQED, this is special wildfire coverage. I'm Jeremy Siegel.
And I'm Tammy Smith. In this hour, we'll bring you the latest on the UK fire raging in Sonoma.
This is a dangerous resources. Hurricane strength winds have pushed the flames and forced residents in wide swaths of the county to leave their homes.
It's quite a night for us. We have over 180,000 people under evacuation right now.
And we'll tell you how those evacuations are affecting Sonoma County residents.
I've been on high alert for the last few days. So we have our car packed. We literally have our car packed.
And discuss the large scale blackouts intended to prevent even more fires in the region. For wildfire coverage from KQED after this news.
Live from the PM News, and I'm Barbara Clark.
ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead in a U.S. Special Forces operation. NPR's Sam Rakeef reports President Trump announced Baghdadi's death in a lengthy news conference at the White House this morning. President Trump went into great detail describing 8 U.S. helicopters flying across hostile territory to reach a compound where forces blasted through a wall to get to Baghdadi. Eventually, he says Baghdadi was cornered in a dead-end tunnel.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward.
Trump said he watched the operation play out like a movie. Waiting room at the White House said Baghdadi had 3 children with him when he detonated a suicide vest. Trump added that he wants ISIS fighters and potential recruits to see the footage.
They should see how he died. He didn't die a hero, he died a coward. Crying, whimpering, screaming, and bringing 3 kids with him to die.
Trump said they identified that it was Baghdadi through a DNA test. Cameron Keith, NPR News.
In Texas, 2 people are dead after a gunman opened fire at a party last night near the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce, northeast of Dallas. 14 people are injured. Christopher Conley of River Station KERA reports the shooter is still at large.
The shooting took place around midnight Saturday at what authorities describe as a Halloween and homecoming party in Greenville, Texas. More than 750 people were in attendance, according to the sheriff's office. Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks says the gunman entered through a back door and began firing a handgun. The FBI and Texas Rangers are helping to investigate and believe the shooter may have been targeting 1 person. The shooter fled the scene in the chaos.
Due to the many, prescriptions being provided by those in attendance of the party, we unfortunately do not have any solid suspect information to provide at this time.
Hunt County deputies were already on the scene when the shooting started. They've been called because of traffic complaints. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will make another attempt to get a Brexit passed through a divided parliament this week. Vicky Barker in London reports the vote comes amid signs the British people are disenchanted with the whole process.
A new poll for the Observer newspaper finds twice as many Brits now think the 2016 Brexit referendum was a bad idea than believe it was a good idea. But even as opposition politicians maneuver to thwart Boris Johnson's new Brexit deal, the same poll gives Johnson's governing Conservatives a strong lead over all the competition.
In the meantime, the UK still has until Thursday to agree to a Brexit deal. The EU hasn't decided whether to grant an extension. This is NPR News.
Live from KQED News, I'm Sarah Hussain. On top of the Kincaid fire in Sonoma County, firefighters are also battling a number of smaller blazes in the Bay Area. That includes the Sky Fire in Crockett, which is now 200 acres and 50% contained. Contra Costa County Fire Captain George Lang says the fire is moving up through adjacent to a densely residential neighborhood.
In these conditions, any small fires grow to big fire very quickly and very high and strong, very strong winds, especially at the ridge top. We're going to make sure that this fire is fully contained and extinguished before any units start to get cleared.
Lang says up to 6,000 people have been asked to evacuate. Meantime, more than 900,000 homes and businesses across northern and central California lost electricity last night as PG&E began cutting power to prevent its equipment from sparking wildfires in the state of extreme wind. The company said it could take days to restore electricity even after the dangerous fire conditions subside, because crews will need to inspect equipment for damages. PG&E's president, Andy Beasley, is also warning customers that after the power is restored, there could be another weather system that causes shutoffs in the early to mid part of next week.
As the power comes back on, please send that prepare again.
We didn't offer more details around a possible shutoff, but said it wouldn't be as significant as this one. For more on the fires and other updates,